We check in once again with the National Weather Service in Monterey. Spencer Tangen, meteorologist, is with us. Good morning, Spencer. Where are we now in terms of the weather landscape over the next 48 hours?
So the atmospheric river has already pushed through the first wave of rainfall through the area. And then we're going to have a little bit of a break for the next couple hours, but it's going to increase again later this afternoon and then really pick up again late tonight and into Thursday morning as a second wave kind of comes through the area.
Yeah, we always worry about when that happens during those overnight areas. And okay, so we've gone to tomorrow morning at this stage of the game. What happens after that?
So after that, we'll see a cold front come through late Thursday morning and Thursday afternoon. And at that point, we're going to kind of transition to more of showers behind the front. And those showers are going to continue all the way through the weekend. And so we can expect additional precipitation all the way through Saturday into early Sunday. It won't be nearly as heavy as what we've seen earlier this morning and what we'll see tonight. But we will continue to see some more showers.
Okay, so yeah, not letting us off easy, that's for sure. And so the worst of it, or the remaining worst of it, I should say, expected a little bit later today through tomorrow morning?
Yeah, that's correct. So it'll really be that second wave coming through this evening through early tomorrow morning that should bring some more heavy rain through the area.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to that. Can you talk to us, Spencer, about rainfall totals for us here in Sonoma County and the wind conditions, too?
Sure. So rainfall totals in the valleys have generally been between about 1.5 to 3 inches. So the airport in Santa Rosa saw 2.74 inches of rain so far, and that started, you know, just yesterday evening. So quite a bit of rain in
a
short period of time.
Yeah.
Some of the hills have picked up as much as 4 to 4.5 inches of rain. And so all that is translating into rapidly rising creeks and streams around the area. So we've issued a flood warning for Sonoma County due to the rising creeks and streams. A couple gauges are indicating getting into the moderate even a major flood stage in a couple of the smaller creeks and streams this morning. And so those smaller streams kind of rise quickly, and the larger rivers respond a little bit later.
So, and one of the larger rivers, of course, for us would be the Russian River. And the last we heard, Spencer, is that the river is expected to crest above flood level in Guerneville come Friday morning. Still true?
Yep, so that's still true. So the latest projections are that the Russian River near Guerneville will be getting to moderate flood stage as early as Thursday evening and should be peaking Friday morning. And so the gauge height or the river height that it could get to at moderate stage is 35 feet, and the river could peak as high as 40 feet by the time or before it starts coming down late Friday morning.
Well, that's a significant number for the reading at the Guerneville Bridge. 40 feet is a considerable amount of flooding up there. Let's hope that it doesn't get that high. But a minimum crest now sounds like about 35 feet, something like that, for Friday morning. And that's something for us to pay attention to. And let's talk about the winds before we let you go, Spencer.
Okay, so we've seen some gusts in the higher terrain in between 50 to 60 miles per hour. Mount St. Helena, kind of nearby, actually saw a gust a little bit higher than that, all the way up to 75 miles per hour.
Wow.
Down in the valleys, the winds have been a little bit sheltered, so we haven't seen quite as strong of wind gusts. But going through the rest of today, we'll continue to see winds gusting between 25 to 35 miles per hour in like Santa Rosa. And then with those higher gusts continuing in the higher terrain, that'll continue all the way through Thursday morning before they start to subside.
All right, so a bit of time, about 24 hours to go between now and then. Spencer, thanks very much for checking in with us. We sure appreciate it.
All right, no problem.
All right. That is Spencer Tangen, meteorologist for the National Weather Service. And obviously, we're going to continue to watch this story throughout the day and really through Friday as we continue to watch the circumstances on the Russian River and how high that'll get. And as Spencer said, the streams and the creeks near you, be mindful of that, too, because, as he said, they rise quickly. It'll be Thursday night or Friday morning before the Russian River catches up with all this rain.